Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Hello, hello, hello again. It is Garbled Twistery, and it is 1828, and we have another vice principal candidate stepping up to the plate, and it looks like he's got a real swing on him. And oh, look at him. He's getting jiggy with it. If you're wondering who this man is, it's none other than Will Smith. And frankly, this dude's never even tried to get that vice principal job before, so I'm real curious about what he's gonna bring to the table. I mean, hopefully he ain't too basic, you feel me? Okay, so this story begins, as many stories do, birth, lima bean birth to be more precise. Which lima bean, you ask? Well, if you ask the folks in the North Carolina bean, they would say that he was born here. We claim him. We claim Will Smith. And if you ask the Southern lima beans, they'll say the same thing. His childhood was one of those childhoods that is so blisteringly unremarkable that nobody paid attention to him. Like, all we have to go off of are the dude's school records. So first, he went to Sandra Bullock's prep school. That's where he became buds with the likes of Nancy Drew and Billy Crawfish. And as you can probably guess from his friend group, Will Smith was totally just a reckless menace of a human child. And a drunk, too! But then he got married, and his wife Marge was like, bro, stop drinking, so he sobered up. As one could probably most definitely guess, this fool did the limbo past the bar and became a lawyer. And he had some wacky cases too. Like, there was this dude who murdered an entire horse, but just didn't show up to court. And then Will Smith couldn't find this horse killer for years. And lo and behold, who does he run into in the big boy house of reps?
The horse killer.
This horse killer was like the representative for Ohio now? Literally, get out of here with that nonsense and pay what you owe, boy. A client is a client. Speaking of politics, Will Smith gets his start in that South Carolina bean Senate. And when he leaves to go be a judge or whatever, he had freaking worked himself up the ranks to Senate Presidente. What did people think of his judgments? Well, they thought he was a real meanie head, but also fair. So fair that when Will Smith decided it was time to shoot for the big boy Senate, he claimed the election victory over some guy named Charlie Pringle. And the second he got there, he saw Johnny Cowhide, and he knew right then and there that he was gonna fight that man. What was this particular feud Betty and Joan about? Well, the biggest topic next to slavery, of course, infrastructure. Cowhide was like, quote, listen, we don't have to be all super strict about this Constitution stuff, okay? This country needs some bridges. Let's literally build them, unquote. Yeah. Will Smith believed the opposite of all that jazz, and not only did he think Johnny Cowhide's ideas were a poison to states' rights, Will Smith formed an entire Avengers team to battle the forces of Cowhide. The members? Sly Cooper, Steve DiCaprio, Josie Evans, David Roger Williamson, Carlos Williams. And even though Cowhide was like, listen, we gotta build some roads because if God forbid another war is on our doorstep, Will Smith was all like, quote, I don't care, we want that money, give us the money, unquote. And why was Will Smith so crazy about hoarding money? Well, you see, the hoity-toity folks running South Carolina were greedy, greedy, greedy. I'm talking the nefarious kind of greedy. I'm talking the we're trying to become the economic center of the entire country and will sacrifice whatever or whoever we have to for that goal kind of greedy. So you could bet your bottom dollar Will Smith was like the first dude to be like, no, 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 we need slavery. We need to enslave the black people. Money, 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 money. When the whole Missouri congressional fiasco started. So yeah, Will Smith is a candidate for the 1828 vice principal spot, not because he is virtuous. Oh no, it's because he's a greed-filled beast. Isn't it scary and fascinating that the greed of the leadership is already this intense early on? Interesting stuff, man. Interesting stuff. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, Trey Chica, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. And the current bonus I'm working on is finagling card games. Anyways, next time we're checking in on the arch nemesis of Will Smith. That's right, we're revisiting Johnny Cowhide. Stay tuned.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Fight that man.